You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that.
Most people are sexual beings, that's a fact. They have sexual thoughts, attitudes, feelings, desires, and fantasies. And having a physical disability doesn't change that. When I think about sex positivity, I think about inclusivity. I think about an attitude towards all human sexuality that regards all consensual sexual activities as fundamentally healthy and pleasurable. I mean, that's what this entire podcast is about.
And it's also what sex positivity activist Noba Tembu Peters, aka Royalty on Wheels, is all about.
So I'm Noba Tembu Peter from Mossel Bay, which is in the Western Cape. I was hit by a drunk driver at the age of 3, and that left me with a spinal cord injury, level T9 around there. And the doctors told me that I'll never be able to walk again. So I am paralyzed from the waist down and it is permanent.
A friend of mine first sent me her video a few months ago on Twitter. She said, "Pam, you're interested in sex stuff, right? You need to see this girl." And truly, I needed to see her. In the video, Noba Tembu sits in her wheelchair with her legs held up by two door swings. In her caption, she explains how being sex positive has made her curious to learn and try accessible ways to enjoy sex and maximize pleasure, because sex matters to disabled people too. I was inspired, not only because she made her social media a safe space for people to learn, but because she embodies what sex positivity is all about.
I've learned so much about life, about myself, about other people, and about disabilities, because every day I learn something new about my own disability and about other disabilities. And my journey has been very, very, empowering, because I've learned so much, you know, about what life doesn't teach us about disabilities, you know, and especially what the media doesn't show, you know, about disabilities, because the media doesn't portray disabilities as something you can live with, you know. They normally just portray it as a tragedy, as something you should feel sorry for, you know, and it's just the connotations to disabilities are too negative, you know, and that is something I've been battling to fight, to just show that there's so much positivity to living with a disability, you know, it's not all that bad. And I guess that's where my sex positivity came in, you know. Sex is also, also has the stigma, you know, attached to it. So I thought about combining the two, you know, and I mean, it's not common to see someone with a disability being so sexually empowered, you know, and even like sexually active. So that is something, you know, that I thought I should shed light on through my social media platforms.
So I just want to know, like, how having the media be so ableist, how were you able to claim your sexuality within that and go on social media and, you know, empower even, I suppose, even people who are not disabled to embrace their sexuality? How are you able to do that?
It's like I said, my journey with the disability has been so uplifting and empowering. And then again, me just being myself, you know, because one thing about me, I'm a very open person. I'm always keen on learning new things and just, you know, seeing the world through a different lens, you know. And I think that's how I'm able to do what I do, you know, empowering others to be, you know, sexually expressive, because that is something you don't really get in the Black community, especially, you know. For me, I felt the need, because, I mean, what's wrong with being sexually empowered? You know, why can't we be sexually liberated, you know, as Black people, as Black women, you know. So I thought that I should do something about that, because I don't want to live in a world where we are sexually oppressed as Black women or as women in general, you know. So that's why I started doing the work that I do. And I mean, it's been going well for me, you know. I've changed a lot of people's lives, the way they view life, disabilities, and sex in general. So I'm proud. I'm proud of my movement.
Have you ever come across a partner who maybe fetishized your disability? And how was that experience with you? And how did you navigate that?
You know, now that you mentioned it, I have dated a guy who did fetishize my disability. But at that time, it didn't really, you know, come across as that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it happened like a few years back. And at that time, I was still trying to find my voice, you know, trying to, you know, be comfortable with my disability and being in relationships, you know. So, I mean, it was quite, I would say, not traumatizing, but it wasn't a nice experience, you know, because I felt like this guy was taking advantage of me, you know, he was exploiting me in a way. And that relationship didn't last at all, you know, because I was like, no, this guy is making me uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah.
This relationship is more toxic than anything else, you know. But looking back now, I honestly can't answer why he would have done something like that, you know. But I've done some research and I've learned that, you know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with having preference, you know, for disabled women, as long as you don't cause any harm to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we all have different preferences, you know, and there's nothing wrong with someone else preferring disabled women over other women, you know, as long as they don't cause any harm, you know, emotional harm, psychological harm to the person, you know. So I don't think it's all that bad, but it does get creepy sometimes, and it does get a bit uncomfortable, you know, because people don't understand, you know, sexuality and how different we are, you know, sexually, and how we express our differences, you know. So I don't necessarily have a problem if a guy finds me more attractive because of my disability, you know, or because I am a disabled woman or whatever. As long as they don't, you know, make me feel uncomfortable about it. Yeah.
You explained this so interestingly. And I just have a follow-up question for that. You explained that he made you feel uncomfortable, and obviously the relationship didn't last long. How has your sex positivity and empowering yourself with information through the research that you just mentioned helped with the power dynamics that might come with you dating someone who's able-bodied? When it comes to things like consent, when it comes to things like them wanting to try things that you may not be comfortable with, how has your sex positivity helped you to, I suppose, gain power in relationships like that and in situations like that?
Yeah. I think it all started with this guy that I just mentioned, you know, because after I dated him, I literally hated sex after that. I didn't want to have like any sexual relationships with any guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously, I started, you know, healing from that process and just rediscovering myself again, you know. And I realized that sex is supposed to be something that I enjoy, you know. I need to enjoy it too, you know. I'm not doing it for someone else. I'm not doing it for their pleasure. I'm not doing it to keep my relationship with them, you know, or to keep them interested in me, you know. So I started taking control over my sexual pleasure, you know, making sure that whenever I do have intimacy with someone or sexual relationships, it's not for their gain alone, you know. It's not about them. It's about me, and it's about the two of us, you know, because we are in this together. You know, it's not one person pleasurizing the other person, or one person meeting the needs of the other person, you know. And I think communication has been very like empowering for me. I've communicated my needs throughout all my experiences, you know. Guys would know what I like, they would know what I prefer, and like you said, I'll make sure that I do give consent. And if I don't give them consent, then they know they shouldn't be doing it, you know. So I've been very clear about certain things when it comes to sexual relationships, you know. And I mean, sometimes I would be the one who initiates everything, you know, because I know that when I'm comfortable, we'll all, you know, be ready for fun. So, yeah. And I mean, most of the guys are always ready. So it's not even a matter of you know, dragging them or whatsoever. But obviously, consent is also important in terms of making sure that the guy is ready, you know, and on for it, you know, and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very interesting how we, you know, navigate all these things and how we communicate all these things. Because I mean, it's consent is not just a simple yes or no, you know. It's all these things in between, you know, saying that you're uncomfortable or not now, you know. So yeah, I've been self-aware and very conscious of my energy, you know, and the energy that I get from other people in terms of my sexual relationships. And that has empowered me to take control and to take charge of my own sexuality and my own sexual experiences.
Noba Tembo's story is one that is more than just for differently abled people. It's a lesson for us all on consent, communication, and sexual expression and exploration. Seeing her for the first time in that tweet, so comfortable in her body, so expressive, while I was mostly conservative and honestly just ashamed to express desire as a woman, it really encouraged me to embrace who I am as a sexual being. And no, I won't be showing my super creative sex moves on social media like her, but I will be having more confidence in communicating my desires. And that's exactly what her movement is all about.
I started my Twitter just being, you know, a disability lifestyle influencer, you know, just sharing my journey and, you know, life as someone with a disability, you know. But then last year, I started integrating my sex positivity in everything that I do. And I'm also currently planning an event, Sex Talks with Royalty. It's going to be on the 1st of May. It's my first event where it's obviously going to be about sex positivity. And I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to change many people's lives. It's going to change how they view sex and their own sexuality. It's going to be a very uplifting experience. It's going to be fun. And I'll definitely have many of those events as well as time progresses. But yeah, you know, they say small steps is better than having no steps at all, you know, better than not taking any steps. So yeah, that is what I'm currently busy with. And yeah, I'll just continue doing what I'm currently doing, you know, challenging the way people view sex, you know, and challenging how they view life in general, you know. So yeah.
And that's it for today's episode. Special thanks to Noba Tembo for sharing with us. And you can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the places, at Royalty on Wheels. Also, thank you for listening once again. And remember to have safe and consensual sex. Bye.